Welcome to Life Skills for Kids, Superstar Practical Strategies, your go-to podcast for surviving and thriving with your children. I'm your host, Deb Hopper, and as a parent and an occupational therapist, I understand the reality of getting through each day with the kids. Join me as we delve into tips, tricks, and strategies that you can use today. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to pop in here and give you some feedback. I've had all the emails and I've had even phone calls and I've had conversations with some of my local therapy clients about how people are basically not coping, how parents and professionals are just not coping at the moment with, you know, all these changes. My hats go off to teachers. They pulled together so much end of last term from, you know, middle of March when we started into the lockdown. They pulled together online learning. They had to plan for, you know, all of term two. And now we're in week three or four of term two. And from Monday, they're all going back to school full time here in New South Wales. And for therapists, we have done the whole transition from face-to-face to online telehealth. And now, how do we transition back into the clinic, back into schools, back into people's homes safely? And for kids, oh my goodness, they've had so many changes. School, online learning, and that's different for every child, every school, every class. And then we had school holidays, the staycation in the middle there. And then, yeah, now they're going back to school. And some are already back a day a week or 2 days a week. It is just so crazy. And to be honest, all these changes, you know, in rapid succession, they pull together a feeling of trauma because there are so many changes. You know, how are we going to work through them? So I just wanted to jump on and share some feedback from you guys who are on our newsletter. And I'd love to have you all on there too. So I'll put a link after I finish for how you can connect with us, especially over this tricky time. So the first response I got when we sent the newsletter was actually from Finland, and it was lovely to hear from you. And we've heard from people all over the world, not just from across Australia. You know, so this was a parent, and she was saying that, you know, she's got two kids, they're 5 and 9 years old. And, you know, she was saying this year has been so confusing. You know, schools opened up in Finland at the moment, but still a lot of COVID around. So she's keeping her kids at home. And that's the thing, you know, it's tricky. And I know that there's been schools who are really putting the pressure on parents of our kids with disabilities to saying you have to go back to school and not just part-time in transition, but full-time. And I know that some schools are different, but yes, some schools are being really hardline about it. And because they're in Finland, about to start summer. And so the whole summer routine, summer holidays, which is longer for kids, it's going to be really tricky for them. So, yeah, that was from Finland. Let's just go back and see what else. It was so, so interesting reading through. And thank you so much for reaching out. This was from another mum. Her son's feeling anxious and overwhelmed. He feels hopeless and nothing matters. Oh, my goodness. You know, I have heard of parents whose kids have started self-harming, who have those real serious feelings of depression. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And we really need to look out for each other, look out for other parents. Yeah, another email here. The daughter's overwhelmed with the work content she's receiving from teachers. She feels that it's way more than she can handle. Even though she's a great face-to-face student, she's very diligent with her work, the adjustment has been really tricky for her to handle with, you know, going from face-to-face to school at home. And, you know, that feeling of that theme of isolation has just, it just keeps on going. And, yeah, so many questions, such emotion. Some emails had, you know, all the sad emotions and the little angry devil emotions all through because parents are just so frustrated, you know, with the situation. They don't agree with how it's being handled by the government. Words like furious, didn't manage, bad decision the governments have made. It's a really tricky one because we need to get the economy going again, and we are very blessed in Australia to have had so few cases compared to other places in, you know, Europe and the US and the UK, but it's really tricky because we have to protect our health, but we also have to protect the economy. It's going to be quite interesting how times play out. You know, the emails from teachers, especially older teachers, who they're classed at risk, so they've had to work from home. And, you know, the future's uncertain. You know, when are they going to be able to go back, you know, as older at-risk pre-retirement teachers? And, yeah, another email from a couple of therapists. One was saying, you know, I was reading in bed and I was skimming through emails. It was, you know, mid-morning. I just didn't want to get up. I just don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to handle the stress of, you know, how do I get back into the clinic to see my kids? How do I keep myself safe? You know, what do I do when I go to the school? You know, trying to manage their own anxiety, our own anxiety as professionals is, it's really, really tricky. So, and you know, I've been writing a few articles this week, actually, for different magazines and publications, which is really, really cool. And so I'll be sharing those when they come out next week. I think they're coming out. And so I've been talking a lot about, you know, how do we manage anxiety, our own anxiety as adults and our children's anxiety and, you know, the anxiety of our colleagues, because it's really, really hard. And there was a Facebook post came out, and I forget what the word is, but it was just saying, I've baked sourdough, I've baked bread, I've cried, I've done this and I've done that over this, you know, isolation time. And it has been, it's been a roller coaster of feelings and emotions over this time. So let me share with you four links in the chain of anxiety protection. And I normally describe it as having strong links. But do you know what? I've been reading a few books, actually, and I was reading a book about this guy who has been searching around Malta for the anchors, the four anchors from Paul's shipwreck, and I am in the middle of that. And then I was thinking about these four links that I have been talking about, you know, for ages, and I thought, no, we don't need, just need links. We just don't need strong links at the moment. We need to have four strong anchors that we can put out to steady our ship, steady our family, steady our lives, steady our mental health. So I'm going to go through these quickly. So the first anchor is nurture and relationship. We need to be nurtured as adults by other adults, and we need to keep our strong relationship, keep in contact with family and friends. Because we need to be grounded. We need to be that firm ship that we can reach out for our children and our colleagues. So we need to make sure that we are, you know, communicating plus, 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 you know, with our kids in a way that they really understand. And I'm, you know, one of my kids has been really craving time, really craving time. And when we do that, he's just a different kid. So really looking at, you know, the five love languages books are awesome to try and really figure out how to really speak the language of your child. The second anchor is structure. You know, the structure has changed. The structure of waking up, morning exercise, going to school, come home, afternoon routine, afternoon sports routines. We need to really just add that structure in, write lists on calendars, cut out some clip art pictures and put that onto a big whiteboard for, you know, for the whole week. What's happening? You know, what days are you going back? What days are you not going back? Can you go to gymnastics? Or, you know, as sports start to open up, put it on the board so that they can see, as a picture is 1,000 words. We need to really structure so that over structure, over communicate, so that kids know, they really know what's coming up next. That's our second anchor. So we've got nurture and relationship and structure. The next one is just right challenge. So when we are overwhelmed, we can't cope with all the things all the time. So we need to downgrade our expectations of our kids. And for ourselves, we need to do less. We need to, you know, make things easier, break down the steps. So we need to make sure that our children are feeling that they can do that next step. So that's the third anchor. And the fourth anchor is the environment, you know, creating a safe and secure environment. And the article I wrote this morning, it was really cool. It was for a national publication, and it was talking about using cubby houses and using forts and how kids are doing that these days, you know, to make themselves feel more secure. So we need to make sure that they have a nice safe place that they can go to. And I will share that article when it comes out. So there's the four anchors: nurturing relationship, structure, and visual structure, over communicate structure, just right challenge, downgrade expectations, downgrade, you know, make the steps smaller so they can achieve it, and then environment, creating a safe environment. And having a pet, yes, having a pet. We are loving our pet at the moment. She's a rescue dogging. We're just lapping her up. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to jump out. Big virtual hugs to you all, and I will share more of those articles as they are published online. Have a lovely day. Bye. Thank you for joining me on the Live Skills for Kids podcast, providing you with superstar parenting tips and empowering you to be the rock in your child's life. Do you have an anxious child and feel overwhelmed and unsure how to help them? Check out my book, Teaching Kids to Manage Anxiety, Superstar Practical Strategies, to help your anxious child move from fear and worry to confidence and peace. See you next time.